And daf mem dalet mem dalet the last shtickle before the end of perek hamafket. We had in the Mishnah igbia v'notal emeno revius v'nishbaro mishalem demaykulo. So Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah igbia v'notal b'havekniye. Bahag Boso, he lifted up a chavis, v'not alimeno v'chesorin minetilas revius. So he made a maise kinyan, and he was machaser v'shelech yad in the pekodin v'not alimeno revius. Is chayev v'insel. So the pashtus of the Mishnah would seem that shlichas yad tzricha chesorin. And there was Agbor, and he was Machasa Achelik of it. Zokte Gemori Gbiya Venotal Imeno, Omar Shmuel, Loi Notal, Notal Mamish, don't learn Pshat the Mishnah Kipshutoi, that he took a revis, and that there was Agbor Al Kuloi, and he was Machasa Mikzosoi, Elekivin Shehi Gbiya Litoil, he lifted up with an intent to take a revius, half a piece loy notal, even though the mice he did not take a revius, but since he picked it up to take a revius, he's also chayev b'chayis al kula. So the Gemara asks, leimo kosovo shmur, shliches yadene tzricha chesora. That the way Shmuel saying pshat in the Mishnah, so it seemed that Shmuel holds that Shlich Hashad ain't a Tzrich HaChesor. That's what he's saying. Lay not al not al mamish. Omri, loy, no, could be Shmuel holds Shlich Hashad Tzrich HaChesor. Shani hoche, but over here, the reason he's chayev b'chayes on the whole chavis, the neicha lay the tehevi hochovis kula bosis lahorevis. He wants the wine, the rest of the wine in the chovis, to be a bosis to the revius that he wants to take. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the neicha lay the tehevi kula chovis bosis lahai revius. Shetishmo oiso revius. We learned before, Bizman Chazal, if you had wine in a barrel, and the barrel wasn't completely full with wine, so that there was a chesoron of wine in the barrel, that was goyrem and mesaviv, that the wine should become nishamet, it should get sour. So this person wants in reality, only a revius. He wants to take a revius for himself. But theoretically, he would take out a revius, and it would not be together in the barrel, so this revius is olol to become sour. So therefore, he wants the wine in the whole barrel to remain in the barrel, to ensure the revius that he wants to take eventually should not become chaymet, it should not become vinegar. The nechle tevi kula chavis bosis lahai revius, shetishmo oiso revius, that the wine in the whole chavis should protect this revius that he wants to take, v'lei tachmetz, and it should not become sour, it should not become vinegar. Ula oila, shliches yad bedova acher, tzricha chesorah. Let's say if it wouldn't be wine, if it would be, let's say, oil in this barrel, we'd have the same scenario. He picked up a chavis of shemen with an intent to take a revius of shemen. There is no need of the shemen and the rest of the barrel to protect the revius shemen he wants to take. So there the din will be, loilam shlichis yad bedover acher, tzricha chesorim. der der Din ist, der sei den Schliche Schatzriche Chesoren. Vahaneutel Pekodin, and a person will take a Pekodin, umagbihoi, and he lifts it up, almenas lishloyach boyat. He wants to be shloyach yad in the Pekodin. Let's say this scenario with a chovis of Shemen. He picks up the chovis with an intent to take a rabbis of Shemen. Is kozman shloichesloy, kozman, he did not take out the rabbis of Shemen. Einei mischayev bahagbosoy. So he won't be chayev bahagbosoy. Hoyol v'loy not le'amenas ligzel eskuloy. He had no intent to steal the whole barrel of Shemen. He only had an intent to take a revius from the Shemen. Elo lishloyach boyat. All he wanted to do was to be shaleyach yad. Ushliches yad beloiches orim lesser. Shliches yad without a chesorim. There's no chiyav of shliches yad. Avol yayin she'enei mishtamer elo bikli molei. But yayin that is not mishtamer elo bikli molei, havolei kemisha notal. So it's equivalent ke'ilu he took this revius. Vihinichoi im hashar lehishtamer, and he left it, or he put it in the barrel, together with the rest of the wine, to make sure that the revius he took should not become chaymez. V'nase shoyel al koshar hachovis. And he becomes a shoyel al koshar hachovis. I'd like to say over the Trumasakri, that says Pshat and Rashi as, it says Pshat and Rashi as follows. There's a parsha of Shliches Yad by a Shomer, and the Chiddush, and there's a Chiddush in the parsha of Shliches Yad. A person who Shileich Yad bePikodin, he takes, he made a Kinyan, and he was Machaser, a Chelik of the Pekodin. So the din is, he's chayev b'chayis on the whole pekod. Even though he had no intent to use the rest of the pekod, but there's a chiddush in shliches yad that a chesoron b'miktsosoy is kilo chosa kuloy. That is the chiddush of shliches yad. Therefore, he's mechuyev on the whole chavis. If you hold shliches yad, ain't a tzricha chesorim, so it is sufficient. If I lift it up, al menas lechasroi, so it's equivalent, keilu chisroi, it's just like I was mechasar. With an intent to be mechasar, it's just like I was a mechasar. And again, we have this chiddush of chesorim b'miktzes keilu chosroi kula. But if I hold shliches yad, tzricha chesorim, so I don't have that chiddush. So now, when a person lifted up this chavis of yayin, he had an intent to take a revius. In the parsha of shliches yad, this does not fall into the parsha of shliches yad, because shliches yad needs a chesorim, and an intent to be mechaser does not give it a teiras shliches yad. Fine. So there's no parsha of shliches yad. But now let us think for 1 minute. He lifted it up, litoil a revius. He wants a revius. He didn't take as yet a revius, but he lifted up to take the revius. So the trum is akri, so he becomes a gazlan on this revius. And this revius, he becomes a gazlan. That means a shomer who wants to steal something, and he lifts it up to steal it, so whatever he wants to steal, he has a din gazlan, he's chay b'chayis. But else but this is not the parsha of shliches yad, this is the parsha of zeila. Since this is the parsha of Gzela, so if I want to steal a miktsas, I will not become a gazlan on the rest. So in the Mishnah it says that he's chayiv on the whole chavis. So Shmuel said the reason he's chayiv on the whole chavis because he became a shoyel on the rest of the wine. That means I want the wine to be there. In order, I want to steal a revius, and I want the rest of the wine to remain in the chavis to ensure that the revius that I stole should remain fresh and not become nishametz. So in this chavis is a gazlan on a revius and a shoyel on the rest of the chavis. That is what Shmuel said. So Shmuel is coming to tell us our Mishnah is not telling us Hilchas Shlichas Yad, because Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesaron, and Shmuel said that our Mishnah is speaking about if he wasn't Machas, it was not al Amenas Litoil. Not al Amenas Litoil is Hilchas Gzeile. And Hilchas Gzeile, there is no halacha that a gazlan and a mitzvah become a gazlan al kulay. But by yayin, if I wanted to steal a mitzvah of the yayin, since I want the rest of the wine to remain, the rest of the wine to remain there, to ensure the freshness of the wine I stole, so he becomes a shoyel on the rest of the wine, and therefore he's chayiv v'chayis on the whole chavis. That is the chiddush of Shmuel. So this is only applicable by wine. If we have the same scenario by shemen, so then he would only become a gazlan on the revius, so that's it. And the rest of the chavis is not chayiv whatsoever, because he did not want to steal the rest of the chavis, and there's no such halacha as a gazlan b'mitzvahs have a gazlan al kulay. That is pshat and shmur. Boy Rav Ashi, let's go back to the Gemara. So now Rav Ashi klar the shayla. Higbiya arniki litel himenu dina. What if a person was a shomer on an arniki, and he lifted up the whole arniki, but he only wanted a dina from the, he didn't want to steal the whole arniki, he just wanted to steal a dina from the arniki. Mal, does he become a shoyel and the whole, all the dinrim in the arniki? Now, chamra hu deloy minta el agav chamra. By wine, such a concept, that I need the rest of the wine to protect my revius. Avuzuza minta, the zuz that I stole will not, nothing will become to the zuz if there's no dinrim in the arniki, so memelis, I did not become a shoyel on the rest of the dindrim. I do me shani nitirusa da arniki mitzirusa de dino taiko. That means no, that one can watch better his money if it's in the arniki that's full of dindrim, then if he has a single dinner, it can get lost, it can get misplaced. But if he has an arniki full of dinrim, that ensures him that he won't misplace his dinner that he wanted to steal. So here could be he's also a shoyel on the, all the dinrim in the arniki. Let us see what Rashi says. Igbiya arniki litel dino, b'loy notal. He didn't take the dinner, lishmur mal. Avol zuze minta levadoi. It's shomo without the other dinrim. Blenechele de lahevi inach bosis lahai. He doesn't want the rest of the dinrim. Blehavi kinoita lemeinich. It's not like I took a dinner and put it into the arniki that the rest of the dinrim of the arniki should protect it, or maybe not. Shani nitirusa da arniki, kis mole nire, if you have a full kis, it's nire, und mich stamme, meine Neuchli, es nevet kedine jechidi, will not get lost so quickly. So me mele, so therefore could be that he also has adin shoyl on the rest. Teiko. The Tumas Akri wants to be Moisef, another Nekuda, the way he said Pshat and Rashi, he says, the Emerson, Lalocha we paskin shliches yad einet zricha chasar. So memela, so lachayra, we have to know this boy of Rav Ashi is lachayra not negeya. Typically, al shliches yad. I mean, shliches yad einet zricha chasar. Aval Pikin, the Rambam brings down the boy of Rav Ashi. So the Trumas Akri says, the way he said Pshat in the previous Gemara, he says, here we are Bechlal not speaking about the Parsha of Shlichus Yad. We're speaking about a Gzele on a Chelik, and the Shaila on the rest of the Chavis. So he says, there'll be a Nafkamina if a person is not a Shema. If a Zaitika person will lift up an Arnik, he's not a Shema. He wants to steal one dinner. And so the Shailas, will he be Chaya Bachayas on the rest of the Dindrim and the Arniki? He don't have a parasha of Shlichus Yad, but the Shailas, I'm a Gazlan on the dinner. Am I a Shoyal? Do I want to be a Shoyal on the rest of the Dindrim and the Arniki? Or no, so this is Negeya, fellow we hold, Shlichus Yad ainet zricha chasar. Hodron aloch hamafkin. Zok the Mishnah. Before we start the Mishnah, let us just give a little akdome. In Hilchis Mekech and Memkeh, there are two inyonim. There's the Dovah HaNimkar, that which is being sold, and then there's the Tashlumim, the payment for that which is being sold. And there are two oifanim, how a transaction of mekech and memke can come about. There's one oifan that the lekeach will make a maisa kinyan on the dover hanimka, on the commodity that's being sold. That is called Kinyan Meshiche. And then this Kinyan is Machayev, the Lekeach, to pay the amount that was agreed upon, how much to pay. Now, Rav Shimon, Mechadusha Rav Shimon Abobakama Simen Chavov, explains as follows. This Aloche, when the Lekeach is Moshech, a commodity, with an agreement to pay a certain amount. So, be'etzim, the Maisa Kinyan was done with the commodity. Let's see, I want to purchase an apple. So, I moishach the apple. So, the Maisa Kinyan was done with the Dova Hanimka. Now, the person who sold me the apple was not interested in giving me apples. This transaction was done with an intent he wants to get paid for the apple. That's called Mekech HaMemke. So before the transaction came about, there was a Psikas HaDomim. They spoke out, how much are you going to pay me for the apple? And there was an agreement, he's going to give him 5 cents for the apple. So now, with the Meshicha of the apple, and that is a Maise HaKinyan, on the Dova HaNimka, the Prote HaKinyan, that means the reasons why this transaction came about, the owner of the apple had no intentions of giving away apples, it was given away for a reason, he wants to get paid for it. The Prote HaKinyan are Chal without a separate Maise Kinyan. So that means with the Meshicha of the apple, He owes him whatever they spoke about. He owes him 5 cents. And this transaction cannot be changed. That means the Lekeach, after he was Moshech the apple, he looks around and he sees that the next store is selling apples 2 for a nickel. He spoke that he's going to give him a nickel for this apple. He wants to change his mind. The transaction is not retractable. You can't retract the transaction. The Meshiche of the Dovo HaNimkar is Mechayev the Loikeach to pay what was agreed upon, and you can't retract this Yischaivis and this agreement. That is the Halacha HaMetaltalin or Mechayev Es HaMadbeya. But the Mishnah will see later that the Mishnah calls HaMetaltalin Koinin Es HaMadbeya. And that what the Mishnah says Koinin does not mean that the nickel that the Lekeach owes him belongs to the Moicher. No, the nickel still belongs to the Lekeach. But Koinin means the Hischaivis that came about through this transaction is not retractable. You cannot be choizer from this ischaibis. So metaltalim koinin es hamadveya means that if a person made a maisa meshiche in metaltalim, so that's what they agreed upon, that he's going to give him a certain amount of money, that ischaibis is not retractable, and that the Mishnah calls koine. Now, let's talk about a second case. A person wants to purchase an apple, and before he's moishech the apple, he gives him the nickel, and he says, here's the payment for the apple, sell me the apple. Now, this is another oifen of making a transaction. This is kinyan kesef. That means he's giving him the payment for the commodity he wants to acquire. Now the shaila is he koine the commodity by paying for the commodity? And that we're going to see in our Mishnah, mois einom koinois. Mois is not koine. And it's a deraisa de kedin or a derabona de kedin, that we'll see as the sugya progresses. But that is Lemaise, these two halachas are the Yisoid of the Mishnah. The Yisoid of the Mishnah is that Meshiches HaPeri is Mechayev the Tashlumim, and the Meshiches HaPiroim does not give over Bailes to the Lekeach. That means even though the Moicha was Moishech the Mois, the commodity that they spoke about to sell was not sold. And both Stodim can be Choyza. Lekech can be Choyza. The Moicha can be Choyza. That's one Hakdome to our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah is going into another Nekude. This Hakdome is Poshet. But the Mishnah is going into another Nekude. What is if you have, one person has golden coins, and another person has silver coins, and they want to sell, one wants to sell what he has to the other. The shaila is, which is considered the commodity, and which is considered the payment? And the Mishnah tells us we have guidelines for this. It's not stamazoy, a person will say, I'll sell you my silver coins and you'll pay me with your golden coins. There is Chazal or Magdel, and we'll have the guidelines in the Gemara. What is considered the peri? What is considered the commodity? And what is considered the payment? And that is what our Mishnah is speaking about when we have two coins made out of different materials, which coin is considered the commodity that's being sold, and which coin is considered the payment for the commodity. That is the first the first four words in the Mishnah. Hazov koine esa kesef. That means Meshichas Hazov. If we are selling, we have golden coins, and they're being paid up with silver coins. So which is considered the commodity? Which coins are considered being sold? Which is considered the payment? Hazov koine esa kesef. That means if the lekeach was moishech the zov, the meshichas hazov is mechayev him to pay the kesef that he had spoken about, that they had agreed upon, and you can't retract the agreement. Hakesef einoi koine es hazov. But if it was the other way around, that if the moicher was moishech the kesef, which is the payment, and he was moishech the payment, so then the din is einoi koines azov. The zov does not belong to the lekeach, and both can be chayzer. Now let us see Rashi. Azov koines akesef. Halekeach dinrei zov tevuyim. A person is purchasing golden coins, v'din rei kesef, for silver coins, v'nosan loy din rei zohov, and the moicher gave the loikeach din rei zohov. Meshichas hazov, that the loikeach was moishech the zohov, koine es hakesef lebal hazov. Now, koines hakesef lebal hazov, Rashi is going to explain, it does not mean that the kesef, the money that was, let us say, for practical purpose, he gave him one dinar zov, and that he says to pay him with five dinrei kesef. So that what it says, koines hakesef, does not mean the five dinrei kesef belong to the bal hadinar zov. No, v'nischayev lo izeh mishekibol din reizov, koine means nischayev. V'nischayev lo izeh mishekibol din reizov, lo seis loy din reikesev. That means the minute he was moishech the din reizov, he's mechuyev to pay him din reikesev. V'ein o yochel achzaboy, and he can't have charot, he can't change his mind. He can't say, I was overcharged. The transaction is finished. The zov belongs to the lekeach, and the lekeach owes the moicher the amount they had spoken about b'shas psikas hamois. Avol hakesef einei koines hazov. Shim nosan loy dinrei hakesef tchile. If the lekeach gave the dinrei kesef trila, which in Yisod this is the payment, loikone. So he did not acquire anything. The yecholim shneim lachzer, so both of them can have charote. The matbeya kesef havi mois. Matbeya kesef, now what Narashi is going to tell us the guideline. What makes us assume that the payment is with the dinrei kesef and the commodity that's being sold is the dinrei zov? So Rashi says, Mishum matbeya kesef avamois, this is the payment, Mishum decharifi linosein beheitzov. Because kesef is used more for spending purposes. It is the coin that is used for spending purposes. V'diner zov, eino elo kishar metaltalin operis. And the diner zov, which is not used normally to pay, people do not the normal currency which is used, one does not purchase normally with dinrei zov. One normally purchases with dinrei kesef. So that's charifi li nosim beitzo. This is the currency which is used to purchase with. So this is like shah metaltalin peiris. This is a commodity that's being sold. Umois einom koinois. And mois is not koine. Acheyim sheikha metaltalin. That means till you make a meshicha in the commodity, you're not koine anything. Avo meshicha sa metaltalin koine. But if the lekeich was meishich, the metaltal is koine, bein echad mehem, what does koine mean? Not that the money belongs to him, no, but he owes him the money, and the deal is finished. Bein echad mehem yochel achzaboy. Ubigmore meforish time, why is it that way that mois einom koines? There's one idioma that Shitas Reish Lakish that holds that when the Pasuk speaks about transactions, the Pasuk speaks about the Meshicha of the Dovor Hanikne. There's no such kinyan by metaltlim of by giving the payment, you're kind of the commodity. By Kalka, this is such a concept. So there's by Kesef Yikna, we have a posik. You can purchase a Kalka with Kesef. But by Metaltalim, the Maise Kinyan has to be done with the Dova Hanimka. That's one Mandiyama. It's only at the corner of the Rabbon. I would just like to mention one ha'ore, perhaps as the sugya progresses, we'll be able to speak more about this ha'ore. But I just saw in Rab Shimon, in Baba Kama, when he speaks about this yesoid, Rab Shimon says one diak from the Mishnah. If we learn the Mishnah Elef, the Mishnah is as follows. Akesef koine es, azov koine es akesef. That means, b'mishiches azov, he owes the amount of money that was agreed upon. Koine does not mean it belongs to him, the money doesn't belong to him, but he cannot retract his word. There was, the minute he was meishef, the dinrei zov, he owes him the amount that they spoke him. So koine means mischayev, hazov, mechayev es hakesef. You can't retract it. Hakesef eine koine es hazov means, in theoretically, two things. Hakesef eine koine es hazov means a person is giving silver coins. He wants to purchase gold coins. So the din is that the silver coins are not koine the gold coins, because the halacha is mois einom koines. But there's another halacha. Hakesef einai, if koine of the reisha means mischayev, so koine of the seif also means mischayev. That means, if I'll come over to a person who has golden coins, and I say, I want you to be mechayev yourself, to give me golden coins. You don't have it now. It's irrelevant. I'm giving you now the money. You have to shtel me two golden coins. And they spoke out. So in the Mishnah it says, Akesef einai, that's Kinyan Kesef. And Kinyan Kesef, just like Chazal, Mavkiya, Kinyan Kesef is not koine. So I cannot acquire an ischaivis also through Kesef. So that's also Nichlal in the Mishnah Kesef, Einei Koines Azov, Einei Mischayim Es Azov. Now, so the first above of the Mishnah is speaking about a transaction. One has golden coins, one has silver coins, and so the Mishnah is telling us the golden coins are the commodity that is being sold. The silver coins are the currency that we are paying with. And Rashi says, the reason we come to this conclusion is because mois acharifi linos nei beitzo. silver coins have a characteristic. They're more used for payment. People don't buy, most of the things are purchased with silver coins, not with a golden coin. So therefore, in this transaction, the golden coin is called the commodity and the silver coin is considered the currency. Now the Mishnah is going to speak about, we have copper coins and silver coins. Hanechoishes koine es hakesef, vakesef einei koine es anechoishes. So here when we're speaking about copper coins and silver coins, also we have the same aloche. The silver coins are considered the currency and the copper coins are considered the commodity. Now let us see Rashi. Hanechoishes plutoi shal nechoishes koines hakesef. Dinrei shal kesef, dinrim, I call matbeye shal kesef, any coin of kesef. Kulam tam echad lehem. Mi she tivoi choshuv litvoye avi mois ve'enoi koine. Now here Rashi mentions all of a sudden choshev, which you will see as the sugya progresses, this is not to push it. Umi she ein tivoi choshev v'chorev havi keperes u'mishichosan u'kiyum dovo. Now all of a sudden Rashi seems to be saying, and when we'll learn the Gemara we will have problems with this, about Kaponim, Rashi seems to be saying that that Nechoshes has two strikes against it. It's not Choshuv and it's not Choriv. That means it is not used frequently as a currency. And it would seem Kesef is Choshuv, and it seems it's Choriv also. Rashi Shishen Tivir Choshuv B'Choriv. Fine. Let's go further. Mois horois koinois es hayofois, vayofois einon koinois es harois. Mois horois, what does this mean, mois horois? Shenifsalu. Sharashi learns pshat, mois horois means that the government passed this coin. You had a coin, you have two silver coins. The government passed this madveya. So now this matbeya is not yotzei b'yitzo anymore. It's not used. The government passed it. So this is considered a commodity. So mois horois koines es hayofis. That means, so koines means mischaivos. If he said that he's giving him X amount of money for these mois horois. So it's mischaivos es hayofis. Vayofis einom koines es hayofis. Asimoin koine es hamadbeye, hamadbeye eine koine es asimoin. Now Rashi is speaking about mois arois means mois shenipsel. It means mois that had a tzure, but it was nipsel. Asimoin is a slug. That means asimoin she'ein olav tzure faldun belaz zuzim agulim. They're round. Umuchonim lotzer leim es hatsure b'chaisem shekoyrin koitz. Now, let us just explain for 1 minute the matbeyes bizman chazal. The matbeyes bizman chazal, the chshivis, the value of the matbeya, was really dependent on the silver content that it had. That means, if I'm not mistaken, there's Amiri and Kedushin. Apruta was a matbeya shel nechoshes. The value was not the nechoshes shaboy. The value was there was some silver in it. The amount of silver was minute. That's how much silver there was. The amount of silver was minute. You couldn't use this, the silver content could not be used as a coin because it was too minute. So he couldn't do business with small pieces of silver. So they made a large coin out of copper, and there was some silver in it, and that gave the value of the coin. All the coins, their value was dependent on the silver content, the gold content, that gave it the value. Now, a tzure was really a haskame from either someone from the malchus that this slug has the proper metal content, the proper size and everything. And if it was made back at the proper size, it seemed they would go then to either to a banker or to someone in the malchus. They would stamp it, and then this was, and then it was Sheitzer by Heitzor. So an asimoin is a coin theoretically that has all the contents that a coin needs to be used as a coin. It's missing the haskom, it's missing the choisim. That's called an asimoin. So Rashi says, so that's what it says in the Mishnah, asimoin koines amadbeya. So if we have here an amadbeya with an asimoin, so the asimoin is the commodity that's being sold. So it's mechayev, if there was an agreement, how much to pay. So asimoin koines amadbeya. Amadbeya ain't koines asimoin. If he gave him the money, it's not koines because mois ain't koines. Now, now the Mishnah is speaking about, so till now we were speaking about a transaction of different types of coins, which is the commodity and which is the payment. Metaltlum koinin as a matbeya. Now we're talking about metaltlum with a matbeya, which is perhaps more poshut, that metaltlum is mechayiv as a matbeya. Matbeya ain't a koinin as a metaltlum.